I know you've got a dress sorted for Saturday, but yeah. You seem to be second guessing.
Well, I am actually second guessing it because, well, as you know, I've put on a fair few kgs, so
you're comfortable.
Well, I'm not overly comfortable. Not when I bend down to do my shoes up. I've put on over 20 kgs in the last few years. So I'm not feeling exactly great. And look, whatever, do what you want to do, be what you want to be. Yeah, people. I love, you know, the whole positive body movement and all the rest of that. I'm with you, brothers and sisters. However,
but what's worrying you?
Well, for me, I'm not someone that I'm not going to get around in the white lycra, in the tight white lycra, when I'm feeling like this.
Well, we said that as a bet the other day.
I've got the big guts hanging out.
I can tell you now, Ellie, it won't happen. You won't need to put the lycra on.
No, look, I'd do it for a joke. I'd do it at a party or something. Okay. But I'm not going to wear it to the Zinc Race Day. I'm someone that, when I'm not feeling super great about myself, I'll cover up. I'll wear the black clothes, I'll wear loose shirts as I've got on right now. So that's just my personality and what I like to do. So, yeah, I went looking for a dress the other day and it's actually, I find it quite difficult at the moment because, like I said, I've got a bit of a Lionel Hutz on me at the moment around the midsection. I'm carrying some. It's all that visceral fat, Bilko. I've got to behave myself and start exercising. But, yeah, for this Saturday, I've got to find something that I feel good in.
Can you use an old-fashioned girdle just to bring it all in and then you can have a nice spelt LBD?
Worry. I've got every single suck-me-in wear available to man. But, no, I've left my run too late. I'm not going to exercise now or do the protein shakes for the next 2 days.
Well, you sort of started in January.
I've had two coffees today with sugar and I've had a mocha and I'm sitting here eating crackers and cheese when I'm not talking in the mic. But so I've gone and bought a dress. I've played it safe, okay? But I'm worried that I've played it a bit too safe because I've gone oversized. Okay, so I've basically gone and bought a jungle print tent.
I was wondering if there's going to be a billowing thing that the wind may get. And,
yes. Okay. Apparently, it's called like a drape dress or whatever. But I've gone one size bigger than what I actually am. Right?
Have
it's
you?
Enormous. Yes. So honest,
caftani. Caftani.
Kind of. It like because I want to cover my arms. I want to cover everything above the knees. So I've played it safe, but I think I've just gone to the ridiculous. I've played it too safe. I honestly dead set look like I'm about to go to Jamboree.
You know,
I could honestly camp 10 scouts in my dress.
The problem you've created now, Ellie, is that people are now going to be really keeping an eye on you Saturday. The Zinc family who are going to come along will actually be watching you walk in the room when they turn up. All eyes will go on you, which is fantastic because I can melt into the shadows, which makes me feel good.
Look. Well, if there's any breeze, they'll see me 10 metres before I get in because there's that much fabric in the dress. But I know I feel like I've played it a bit too safe and it's just a little bit too big, you know.
Look,
like I said, I honestly feel like, what's his name? Demis Roussos.
Oh, I can't be that bad, surely.
My friend, the wind.
Well, you know what? Put a false beard on and actually play the part of Demis and that can be your character on Saturday.
See, I'd be more likely to do that. I'd be quite comfortable to do that. So
I think we find a lot of clothes that certainly don't, you know, suit us anymore. I mean, for example, Speedos, I'd never wear them.
Yeah, and you know what? Probably a good thing. No judgment. Look, I'd love it. If you came in here one morning in a pair of Speedos, I don't care what your body looks like.
Even if
I would love it.
Even
Hilarious.
If you dared me to go Borat on Saturday, I'd never go that way. Anything that exposes the body, I mean, you've got to be comfortable with that body type.
I can't get away with the tight dress anymore.
Yeah.
I can't get away with tight. My body does not allow me to get away with certain clothing anymore. So now I go for the oversized things. Honestly, this dress, I could dead set put it on Australian Army Gumtree and sell it for them when they're out in the bush. But
well,
yes.
At the gym, I see people in tank tops and look, you've got to be comfortable to wear those because you do see, you know, a bit of side boob, even if you're a guy, if you're carrying a bit of, you know,
yeah,
fat
like,
there.
Well, my girlfriend calls it chicken fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Under her arms, you know, like
the tuck shop arms,
yeah,
even guys
arms.
Get.
Well, yes, and the big guts, the muffin tops. I can't, like I said, I can't wear tight dresses at the moment. I can't wear anything that's too short, a dress or skirt. I don't really want to wear anything that doesn't have sleeves at the moment. My body at the moment, I feel like it doesn't allow me to wear that sort of stuff anymore. I can't wear the little black dress anymore.
Hey, Zinc family, think about your body, guys, especially.
Yeah.
What does your body not allow you to wear anymore that you've probably still got in the wardrobe?
Guys and girls, yes. What does your body not allow you to wear anymore?
Good morning, everybody. Hello.
Oh, good morning, darling Mel.
Yes, good morning. Now, look, I've got a few things that I've worn to the races in the past that I probably can't wear anymore. I'll tell you all about them first. You know, like there's the one-piece skin-tight jumpsuit that's all floral pink and red and purple.
A jumpsuit of the races?
Yes, I've worn that. I've worn a nun's habit when I was riding a camel. Okay, they called me the flying nun.
There's a story there, Melissa. In fact, can I share with you, Melissa, back in the day as a kid, I used to dress up as a nun. I call myself Sister Nunciata after my grade 2 teacher. She was an inspiration to me. Where was I when the camel races were on?
Oh, my goodness. We're gonna
anyway, then I've also ridden a camel with a bright pink woman. Bicycle helmet and a trailing, actually it was a slide sheet from work, but it was fluoro pink, and I dressed up as an Arabian knight on the camel.
Sensational. What is it with you and camels?
I also, well, you see, I used to race them. On the Melbourne Cup day, they used to have the camel races.
That's right.
Really?
And yes, and on the final race, well, actually I didn't go in the final race. I always went in the first because I would have had too much champagne by the final. So I always went in the first race, and we used to, race the camels down the track, and everybody used to cheer. It was fabulous.
Oh, bring back the camel racing.
Melissa, you're coming to our race this Saturday. You've got to come.
Thank you. I would, but I'm actually going to have a beauty treatment down the coast.
Oh, that's more important.
Of course you are. Will you be riding your camel to the beauty treatment?
No, she won't be. No comment. Thank you so much, Mel, for sharing.
Oh, my God, I love her.
That solves your problem, then. Yes. Mel can go that crazy, then you can go Demis.